1400 WRJN.
Back we are, the music of the stars. The Emmy Award. Television. Remember that? It's pictures on the radio. Lou Regani with you. From Radio Park Racine, WRJN, and the Civic Media Radio Network. TV. Ed Sullivan Show. The music of television. What's the first cowboy movie on TV? Wrong. It was 1953. It was Live. Love in the Afternoon. And then Action in the Afternoon. Was done live on a set they built just for the TV show. Yeah, people watched it. Thank you. Bobby, change the channel just for a second, will you? Yeah, that one there. Turn that knob right there. That's it. Yeah. What's that? Emmys tonight.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman, they say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got a weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and break the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she having nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he opened his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I watch the Late Late movie, then I climb the stairs, get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television.
The time to say goodbye to all our company. Him I see. See. Mickey Mouse. Together we will hold his banner high. Now's the time to say goodbye to all our company. Him I see.
You know something, though, that I really want to tell you tonight. What Tex O'Rourke said about my first job in this country was cleaning birdcages is very true. We came to this country and we didn't have a cent in our pockets. From cleaning canary cages to this night here in New York, it's a long ways. And I don't think there's any other country in the world that could give you that opportunity. I want to say thank you. Thank you, America. Thank you.
Oh, and I tell you, you do witchcraft, okay? And I'll do one of the other ones. Okay, Nelson? We work in the same way, only in different areas.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those fingers in my hair, fly, come hither, stare. That strips my conscience bare, it's no witchcraft.
Love me tender, love me true. Darling, I love you, and I always will.
It's such a pitch. What a switch. Cause there's no nicer witch than witchcraft.
I love you, and I always will.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, oh, how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
And she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see.
Tonight, I have a friend with me here who was hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well... How did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in this.
The National Broadcasting Company. WNBT, New York.
I mop the top, I poke the choke, I sell the pop.
I clear the gear, I block the knock, I jack the back, I set the clock.
So join the ranks of those who know, and fill your tanks with Texaco.
Sky Chief, fill up the Sky Chief, and you will smile at the pile of new miles you will add.
Fire Chief, fill up with Fire Chief. You'll find the Texaco's the finest friend your car has ever had. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Television himself,
your Tuesday night Cinderella,
Milton Berle!
Just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and forget my troubles and worries. And
would you start out with watching a little bit? Huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, a few hours a day at first.
And then how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and how long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. That leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work, you just...
I can't.
Why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless...
I have a TV set in my...
P-O-S-T. P-O-S-T. The cereals you like the most. The cereals made by Post. Take you to the secret mountain retreat of Captain Video, electronic wizard, master of time and space, guardian of the safety of the world. Fighting for law and order, Captain Video operates from a mountain retreat with secret agents all over the globe. Possessing scientific secrets and weapons, Captain Video asks no quarter and gives none to the forces of evil. Stand by for Captain Video and his
in your car.
Video
well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey. And do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same
he's
way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Make me forget my worries.
Nice shot. And take a look at the beautiful hair. To keep her hair so beautifully sunshine bright, she uses White Rain, the only shampoo guaranteed not to dull or dry your hair. White Rain is not a cream, not a dulling soap, not a drying liquid, but a wonderful new lotion shampoo, gentle as softest rainwater. White Rain gives real rainwater results, too. Billows of fresh, white, creamy suds. So gentle, so kind to your hair. White Rain leaves your hair bright as sunshine, naturally soft and silky and wonderfully easy to manage. Try White Rain for your next shampoo. It's the only shampoo guaranteed not to dull or dry your hair.
Use new White Rain shampoo tonight, and tomorrow your hair will be sunshine bright. White Rain, White Rain.
Tony, creators of the new Tony Trio, a choice of three custom-made permanents, and one's natural for you.
Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same
He's
way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment.
Nice. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here. I certainly appreciate it. This this time slot is now an hour later than the one that you started in, isn't it?
So it would appear, yes.
What I meant by that was the original Tonight Show came on here at 11:30.
Yes, live. As a matter of fact, at one point we were starting at 11:15. Because it had been a local show before it was a network show, and we still had to do 50 minutes of that and then the 90 minutes, which adds up to a lot of minutes.
Now, what did you do before the Tonight Show? How did you get the job?
I had done essentially the same sort of things on CBS for 3 or 4 years, and for CBS in radio in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was occupying that space before the Tonight Show came on?
There was a show called Broadway Open House, and before that, I don't know. I wasn't in New York before that.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of things were you doing?
I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a
set. Turn on that set, will you, Ken?
No, I that set is not connected.
Don't get nervous now.
Here is the fellow who's in charge of the show.
They're running at Rockingham.
Jerry Lester is his name.
Just call me Beanbag. To another Tuesday Night Review in honor of the pretzel maker right here. You know, we just came back from Detroit and we had a wonderful stay.
You get these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh, Ken!
There's probably nothing but an old late movie.
I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Turn it on.
Listen,
please.
Read this
please.
Book. Here, please, try this. Here's a little Adler comic book. Man.
Turn it on.
All right, let me help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right.
See what there he is. I don't even need the audio.
Shameful.
You know? I don't need the audio. It's just
shameful,
the video.
Shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing I can do
better.
For you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself...
Reginald Denny. Playhouse 90. Brought to you by Royal Portable Typewriters, products of the Royal McBee Corporation, the world's largest manufacturer of typewriters. And by Marlboro Cigarettes. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro.
No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. My gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. And he's all hair.
Thank you. That was Playhouse 90, 1958. Ah, the Emmys tonight. Can they still write these great themes? Me? I don't have a television, no. Because if I did, I'd watch it. So no. Elmer Bernstein, Hollywood and the Stars. Most TV shows were put together in something under 4 days. Well, they produced such songs as Davy Crockett, operas and television. These were years ago. You remember Amahl and the Night Visitors? In all honesty, television has created quite a bit to the world of popular music and outstanding theme songs like, Walter Schumann wrote this.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-of-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. This is the city. It's quiet, it's peaceful. Millions of people are sleeping. I'm a cop. My name's Jim Saturday. I'm also Jim Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. My partner's Jim Sunday. That's my day off. The time was exactly 1:13 a.m. I knew it was 1:13 because since 1 o'clock I had boiled 3 2-minute eggs, 2 3-minute eggs, and made 60 cups of instant coffee. I was at the station house and the boss came in like gangbusters.
Jim, I'm going to throw this case to you. Get a nickel back on every bottle, Jim.
Your boss is sure a scream. Somehow when the boss hits my funny bone, he really fractures me.
Oh?
I talked to my partner about the case. Partner, Snatcher McFink has struck again. He's kidnapped the whole state of Texas. He's done away entirely with Texas.
Hooray!
Is that a way to act when I tell you some varmint has done away with all Texas?
Texas? I thought you said taxes.
The time was now 2:14. I knew it was 2:14 because since 2:10, Guy Lombardo had played one chorus of the Minute Waltz. Suddenly, my brain began to work with machine gun precision. I'd remembered Snatcher McFink's hideout. We jumped into the squad car and took off. When we got to the hideout, I said to him, "Okay, Snatcher, why did you snatch Texas?"
"I don't know, copper. I had no motive. I'm plumb loco."
"Oh, a locomotive.
And besides, I couldn't have been out snatching Texas. You see this dame?"
I looked. The dame was dead. Had she shot herself? Had she taken poison? Or had she taken gas? Snatcher, you know anything about this dead dame?
A little. I killed her.
That made me suspicious. You know, the dame was quite a doll. Kind of what the book writers call a siren. Man, I'll never forget those eyes of hers. One eye was blue, one eye was gray. The other eye...
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
Music of the stars. Jack Webb, Johnny Carson. That's Percy Faith in the orchestra. Everybody thinks that Leroy Anderson wrote that. Oh, by the way, Craig Gall tells me it's Leroy Anderson. Make sure. The Little Bells and Big Bells with Percy Faith, written by not Leroy, but by Helmut Zacharias, the violinist, and the music of the stars. Julius LaRosa.
Sounds like a mighty gong, and a little bell just makes a tiny clink. But those who make the biggest noise aren't always as important as they think. Oh, long ago in a distant land, on the day they were crowning the king, the great big bell went bong, 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 and the little bell just went bing. The big bell said to the little bell, I don't see why you bother to ring, 'cause I make a great big bong, 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 but all you can do is go bing. The king said, stop the big bell and heed what I have to say. Go and tell the little bell I command it to play on my wedding day. So remember that making a great big noise is not the important thing, 'cause the king got a headache from the bong, 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 but he loved the little bell that just went bing. Yes, a great big bell makes a mighty sound, and a little bell just makes a tiny clink. But as you can see, those who make the biggest noise aren't always as important as they think. So remember that making a great big noise is not the important thing, 'cause the king got a headache from the bong, 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 but he loved the little bell that just went bing.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne. Happy holidays, and thanks for sharing Christmas Eve with us. We're in the midst of a 24-hour marathon of holiday films, and it continues right now with Frank Sinatra, who in 1953 amazed a lot of people with his solid dramatic performance in the movie From Here to Eternity. Now, at that time, the public and critics alike seemed to be shocked to discover Frank could do something on screen besides sing love songs to Catherine Grayson or play Gene Kelly's sidekick. Well, they weren't paying attention, because 5 years before From Here to Eternity, Frank played quite a serious dramatic role in our next film, which is called The Miracle of the Bells. He does sing in this movie, but only briefly, because it's basically a straight dramatic role for Frank, one in which he plays, sit down, a priest. That wasn't unheard of for a pop singer in the 1940s, though. Bing Crosby had done the very same thing 4 years earlier and won an Academy Award for playing a priest in the 1944 film Going My Way.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born. So his parents brought him to the chapel when he was only one day old. And the priest blessed the little fellow, welcome Jimmy to the fold. All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
The Andrews Sisters.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley.
Stand by for news.
Beneath the mountains high above, and there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy and his bride were wed. All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing were for Jimmy and his wife.
The music of the stars continues.